Turn to Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24. The Bible says, Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Boy, we could throw our hand up tonight and say, God's been good to me. Amen, just like old Abraham. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou hast not taken a wife, shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughter of Canaanites among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not but be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware, thou bring not my son thither again. And Lord of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me and that sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be cleared from this not my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servants put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels, the camels of his master, and departed. For all the goods of his master were in his hands. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. So it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hastened and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again under the well of water to draw water, and drew for all the camels. And the man wondered at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring, a half shekel of weight, and 2 bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. And she said moreover unto him, We have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. And I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man, unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and the bracelet upon his sister's hand, and we heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, Thus spake a man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, he ungirded the camels, and he gave straw and provender for the camels, and the water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat, But he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord has blessed my master greatly. And he's become great. And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. And unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, that thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son, for my kindred, and for my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this oath, this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred. And if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And he came this day, and I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she saying to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. And let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said to her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and I worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. And Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We can speak cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her and thy master's son's wife, let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard these words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. And he gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And he did eat, and they did eat and drink, and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go unto my master. And he said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah rose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well of Lehi-Roah, where he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening time. And he lifted up his eyes and he saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore, she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. And he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Amen. I surely don't want you to lay down. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach tonight just a little while, continuing on the thought of the Holy Spirit. And I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help for a little bit, on the inviting ministry of the Holy Spirit. The inviting ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, last Wednesday night, we looked at the Holy Spirit and the minister of the Holy Spirit, and we looked at how the Holy Spirit was the overseer of the birth of Christ, how He was the one overseeing that Jesus come in this world, praise God, to take away sins. We saw how the Holy Spirit was the overseer and giving us the Word of God, the Bible, amen, that might be a help unto our hearts. And we saw that how the Holy Spirit had a big part, praise God, in overseeing the bride of Christ, getting us ready to go home to be with the Lord in just a little while. And as we look at this, we can see, and now we know how this thing plays out. We know that Abraham is a type of God the Father, the servant, and he's Eliezer, the eldest servant. He's a type of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we see him as he goes into the world and gets a bride for Isaac, which is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We know all that. And we see the Holy Spirit is here as we can see him being used here. And he's like a divine administrator. Praise God, of the things of God. Praise God. Now, he's not a servant of God. We said a while back, the Holy Ghost is not a servant to God. I won't say the Holy Spirit works with God and with the Son. They're one and three and three and one. And they work together for God's glory and for our good. I want you to remember that. If you don't remember anything else I say, that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they work together in unison as one for God's glory and for our benefit, for your benefit tonight. Amen. Praise God. What a God we have. We're the most blessed people in the world. Praise God. And we've got a God who loves us. And he administers for you and I, praise God. Now, to administer means to direct. It means to manage, praise God. It means to distribute when necessary. Amen. Preacher, you're glad for that. That's what the Spirit of God does. That's what an administrator does. But when you get a divine administrator, like the Holy Ghost of God, he's able to do it in a supernatural way. I mean, men of this world, a lot of people are administrators. And they ministrate to us, amen. Praise God, administer to us. But there's only one Holy Spirit who can minister from the portals of glory, where has everything God has, praise God, to give for me and you. What a blessing it is to know that tonight. All that the Father has, He has. All that the Son has, He has. And He's willing, praise God, to bring it to us, praise God, when we need it. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Amen. And now I want to say tonight that through man's depravity, through our deprived nature, we cannot get to God. Amen. We cannot get to Lord. You cannot get to Lord on your own. I cannot get to Lord on my own. We need help, praise God. And it's the Holy Spirit of God that'll help us out. It's the Holy Spirit of God that will bring us to where we need to be, praise God. It's the Holy Spirit that'll show us the way. He said, how does he do that? He shows us the way through the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God, he administers the Word of God to us. Amen. Praise God, that's what he does. That's why, praise God, you can take and read this and you're hearing. And praise God, as I was reading it, I guarantee you, however many people are here tonight, in your mind and in your heart, you saw this story. Every time I read it, boy, it just blesses me from the top of my head, soles of my feet, as I can see him as he heads out. Abraham the father sends him out. He said, don't you take him. Praise God, don't you take a bride for Isaac out of this bunch of heathens. He said, I want you to go to my people. Praise God, I want you to get a bride for my son. Praise God, he wants you to go back to an old Gentile world. Praise God, down in Mesopotamia. Praise God, where I come out of. Praise God, I want you to get my son a bride down there, out of my family down there. Praise God, and bring her unto us. Amen. Praise God. So we see how the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to minister. Amen. Not only does the Holy Spirit use the Word of God, but the Holy Spirit uses, have you ever noticed how he uses situations to get our attention? Amen. Sometimes I believe some folks would never get saved till they get put in a situation. Amen? You remember the situations you was in when Jesus saved you? Praise the Lord. You know where you're at? Know the situation you've been in since then when God was trying to get your attention? Amen. I will tell you tonight, it's better, youngin', just to stay with God. It's better to go with Jesus, praise God, than to get away from Him. Amen. Because you'll get put in situations. You'll get put in circumstances that you won't be lacking in this flesh. Praise God. But the Holy Spirit, He ministers to us. He administers to us, praise God, through the Word of God and through situations. And even through the circumstances, He can touch our hearts. Praise God. That's just who He is. That's what He does. Amen. And he does that to get man's attention. Amen. It's like the Holy Spirit saying, hey man, I know where you've been. I know where you're at. Have I got your attention yet? Amen. I hate God has to do things to get our attention. Lord, hey, he ought to have our attention every day. Every day we ought to be thinking about the Lord. I thought about the Lord all day today. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's all right for you. You get paid to do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. No, I'll get to do that, praise God, because I love the Lord with all my heart. Amen. Praise God. I'm praying. I'm talking to Him. I'm talking to Him. I talk to Him for me. I talk to you for talk to Him for you. Asking God just to touch us and help us. Amen. But we see God. We see this chapter as a whole type of the ministrating God, the ministry, inviting ministry of the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit begins to minister, praise God, to people. Amen. We see the servant here who is obedient in the ministry. In verse number 10, the Bible says that Abraham asked the servant, his eldest servant, amen. In verse number 10, he said the servant took 10 camels of his master and departed. For all the goods of his master were in his hand. Amen. So we see how the servant was obedient. Amen. Praise God, he's obedient to the master. Amen. Praise God. He took the stuff, took what he needed, praise God, and he headed out. To do the bidding of the master, praise God. Amen. For glory. Not that he's a servant bound and contrite into this, praise God, but he's a servant who's dedicated and longing and wanting to do something for Jesus. Something for the Lord, praise God. Praise God. Hey, said, listen, say, if I've got to go do this, I'm going to get 10 of the best camels, and I'm going to get 10 of the best, saddles for those camels, packed for those camels, and I'm going to load them with some of the best stuff, and I'm going to get me some of the best folks to go with me, and I'm going to head out of here, praise God. I ain't going to stop. I ain't going to look back. I'm not going to go to the left or the right. I'm not going to take no detours, but I'm going to head to the job. Amen. I'm glad we got somebody like that working for us, ain't you? Amen. Praise God. He was obedient to the master. Not only was he obedient to the master, praise God, but he wasn't self-serving. Amen. He wasn't doing this to say, look at me. He wasn't doing it to say, hey, check me out. Look what I'm doing. Do you see where I'm at? Do you see what I'm doing? Haven't got your attention yet? Ain't I looking really good? He's not one of these that's running around patting himself on the back. Amen. No, sir, he's not self-serving, praise God. He's just serving the master. Praise his holy name. He said, how do you know it? Because he's constantly praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's not speaking of himself. Amen. He's not speaking of himself. He's speaking of the master. Look what he says in verse chapter 34. He's talking to him there in verse 33. He says this. He said, there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. And he said, say on. Amen. He wasn't self-help, praise God. It wasn't about him, praise God. He said, hey, listen, I ain't touching that till you hear what I got to say. Amen. It wasn't self-serving, praise God. He wasn't speaking about himself. Amen. But listen to what he says, verse 34. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm here for the cause. And listen to what he says. And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he's become great. And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. Amen. Praise God. The servant begins to brag on the master. He begins to brag on all the magnificent wealth that the master... He said, praise God. He said, hey, the master's got it all. If he's anything, hey, he's nothing that he needs. He's got everything that you could ever need. He's got everything that you could ever want. Praise God. Hey, you just come to the master and you'll never need anything else. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said he's got everything. Amen. Because the servant's not bragging on himself. Amen. Said not one to watch this. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. Amen. Now watch this. He said, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. Amen. Praise God. He said, I want you to understand, he's bragging on the Father. He's got everything. He's nothing, praise God, that you could ever want or need that the Father don't have. But praise God, listen, Abraham's wife, Sarah, he had a son. And praise God, Abraham has furnished the son with everything he has, praise God. He said, hey, he's heir to it all. He said, the Father, the Master, praise God, the servant says, he lifts up Abraham. He said, he's got everything, and everything he's got, he gave to his son. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think that would have been exciting in itself, don't you? Praise the Lord. But this servant, he's constantly praying. He's seeking God's face. He's seeking that relationship with God constantly. A connection from the Father. In verse number 12, when he got there to the wall, the well, and he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. See, he wasn't thinking about himself. Amen. Praise God. He said, I want you to bless. I want you to show good speed. He said, I want you to do every bit of it. Praise God. That my master can get the glory. Amen. Praise his holy name. The master get the glory. He said, behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of men of the city can come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, God Almighty, get the glory. He's a praying, he's seeking, he's a staying connected. If it's the servant of God, the Most High God, needs to stay connected with the Father and the Son, how much more, youngins, today do you and I need to stay connected to the Father and the Son? We need to have a connection, praise God, with them like we've never been connected before. Praise God, just seeking their face every moment, every day, getting up, praying, saying, Lord, please help me, bless me, prosper my way today as I go. That through my the prosper my way that you might get glory. Amen. Praise his holy name. But he stayed connected. Amen. Constantly connected with the Father. Look at verse 26. Amen. Rebecca tells him, she says, moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. Verse 25. And said the man, bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. Now, can you just imagine this? As the servant, praise God, he's doing these things. He's saying, he's a pray. He falls on his face and he begins to pray. And he begins to pray, Lord, I thank you that you've led me to the house of my master's brethren. Praise God, a place where we'd be of good relations. Praise your holy. Could you imagine Rebecca as she hears that? I believe that's probably why she didn't even hang around. Amen. Praise God, she took off. She heard that. She hightailed it back down to the house because, hey, I pray God in the house of, well, glory, in the house of Nahor. They done heard about Abraham. They talk about the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac. Praise his holy name. They done realize that God Almighty had done come down to where they was at. And praise God. Hey, listen, not only that, as she got down there and got to telling the story that this man done come. Praise God, and he let down his pitcher. And she said, she done told me what I what God, he had done asked God to do, and God's already done it. And here I am. He said, praise God, I don't know what's going to happen next, but I'm kind of excited. I want you to look what he hit me. Praise God, put an earring on my face and bracelets on my wrist. Praise his holy name. I think I'm already bound, as if I've already, praise God, a part of something that's bigger than I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. See, I've never seen it on this fashion before. That man down there crying out to God. Thanking and praise God for prospering his way. Bless his holy name. Glory to God. The man bowed and he worshiped. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath left this in my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. Amen. They was getting geared up. Amen. And said that Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban. Amen. And Laban goes down there. He hears these things of the damsel. Praise God. And he goes down there to the man of God. And praise the Lord. And now Rebekah, she's got a, they ask her, he lays out his mission. Before he eats, the servant said, hey, listen, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to partake of nothing until I tell you why I'm here. Amen, he says, say on. And he tells him about the master, because he don't brag on himself. And he tells him about the master's son, praise God, who's going to inherit it all. Amen. The wealth of the universe, praise God, will belong to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Rebekah don't have a whole lot to go on. Amen. Hey, she don't have a whole lot to go on. But what she does know is the treasures that she can see, praise God. She saw the treasures. I'm not talking about the earring on her head and the bracelets on her wrist, but she saw the man of God on his face before God, and he cried out to God, and he's worshiping God, and he's praising God, and he was thanking God, and he's lifting up God. Praise God. This woman didn't have a whole lot to run on, but she is getting more by the minute. Amen. Praise his holy name. When God Almighty moves in, praise God, you can get full of running over before you know it. Amen. Praise the Lord. The treasure that she saw was way more than what was on her wrist. Amen. But not only was the treasure she saw, but the words that she heard from the servant. Amen. Those words that she heard. She had never heard words in this fashion before. Amen. She had never heard such an invitation, such a wooing in all her life. Hey, something about this servant. Hey, was something about this man that came with the camels. He came from afar, praise God, and he fell prostrate. Praise God. He was glorified in accomplishing his mission. And his mission had brought him to Rebekah. Amen. A bride for Isaac. Praise the Lord. Amen. So she's got nothing to go on. The treasure she see and the words she hear, were they enough? I wonder today, is the word of God enough? Is it enough? I hear all the time, well, preacher, you know, we like preaching, but. Amen. We like preaching, but. You know, we like to know what you got for the children. Nowadays, they don't really care about children. They take them and they take them down, lock them in the basement. Amen? While Mama and Papa and Mama and Daddy's, praise God, is upstairs worshiping center. They're worshiping, praising God, magnifying at the top of the roof. And a little youngins is down there trying to figure out what's going on upstairs. Amen. It ain't meant to be that way, folks. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you're just old school. Ain't nothing wrong with taking the young'uns out of the auditorium. Praise God. Yeah, it's called Sunday school. Amen. We take them downstairs. We share the Word of God with them. We let them get their little thoughts in. Praise God. We answer the questions that they have in Sunday school. That's why Sunday school is so important for these little fellers. Amen. We were planting seeds in them. It was because of Sunday school, praise God, that I learned what I needed to do to be saved. But it was through preaching at the old Oak Grove church where I realized I was an old sinner in needing of a Savior. Amen. Thank God for the preaching of the Word. You're preaching the Word. The words that she heard. Amen. The words that she heard was a blessing. And they said that the servant, he asked them, said, y'all need to know, are you going to let her go with me? Is she going to be able to go? Amen. And he went through the story and told him again. He fell on his face. He bowed and worshiped God. And they said, well, we can't answer you. He said, this thing, in verse number 50, and Laban and Bethuel answered and said, this thing, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Said, we can't answer you. Said, you're saying this thing's coming from the Lord. If it's coming from the Lord, hey, who are we to get in the way? Amen. He said, verse 51 said, behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. Amen. And he said, it came to pass that when Abraham and Sarah heard these words, he worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to death. There he goes again. Amen. Worshiping, praising God, giving God glory. And she heard these words. She heard these. She saw these things. She heard these words. Praise God. She was excited. It was something burning inside of her. She had heard so much about the Master. She heard so much about the Father. She had heard so much about the Son. Amen. I tell you what. When we get excited about the Father and we get excited about the Son, and we get excited about that, but because the inviting minister, the Holy Spirit in our hearts. That's what it's going to take to see folks saved. Amen. The inviting ministry of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Lifting up the Father and lifting up the Son. Drawing us unto Him. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Verse 53. Raiment gave them to Rebekah. Gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. I wonder what could have been more precious than the prayers of the saint. He bowed and thanked God, worshiped God, magnified Him. Amen. The day did eat and drank, and the men that were with him, and they tarried all night. They rose up in the morning, and they said, send me away unto my master. Now listen what happens. This is what happens so many times in this world in which we live. Amen. In spite of the urgency, amen, in spite of the urgency, they asked to delay. They asked for delay. And the brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days. At the least 10. You thought they had never seen her before in their life. She had been with them all her life. And despite the urgency, amen, in spite of the urgency, they wanted to delay. In spite of the urgency, how much the urgency of the Holy Spirit dealing with the hearts and the minds of people, me and you. And if we ain't careful, even with the urgency, why do we want to delay? Why do we want to put it off? Why do we want to wait? Amen. You know, it's a whole lot easier if God's convicting your heart just to fall on your face, say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry and mean it. Amen. Instead of running around, riding around with conviction, 2 or 3 days, a week, month, or a year, you know what conviction will do to you? It'll run you away from God. Amen. Because your old flesh, praise God, will get tore up and it'll run away from God. It's a whole lot easier, praise God, just to fall on your face. Say, Lord, please forgive. Like that old publican just smote himself, praise God. Didn't even look up to him, just, Lord, forgive me a sinner. And he meant it. And the Bible said that he went home justified. Amen. Wouldn't it be good every Sunday, praise God, young'uns, God bless our sweetheart, if we could just repent of our sins and go home justified. just as if we had never committed those sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. So she had to make a decision. A decision is a decision of faith. And they said, verse 57, they said, "We will call the damsel and require her mouth." And they called Rebekah and said unto her, "Wilt thou go with this man?" She never hesitated. She never paused. She never blinked twice. She says this, and she said, "I will go." Amen. She said, "I will go." Personal salvation, trusting in Christ, making a decision, praise God, that I'm just going to go with Jesus. Amen. I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I know what He did for me on Calvary. I know about the death, burial, and the resurrection. He did that for me. And I'm just going to rise up and go with Him. Amen. Praise God. In spite of the urgency, they tried to get her delay. But praise God, she made a decision of faith. She said, "I will go. Because I'm ready." Praise God. She said, "I've done heard all I need to hear." Amen. She said, "Over at the Father's house, got everything. Amen. And they got a husband over there. Got a young man over there. And I'm going to be his wife, praise God. And whatever he gets, I get." Amen. Praise God. Said, "I'm going to get to see the Master and the Father. I'm going to get to go." Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. "Even though we see him not." She didn't see him. She'd never seen Isaac. Never laid eyes on him. But the servant had described him in such a way she couldn't wait to see him. Amen. The servant describes him in such a way that I can't wait to see him. Hey, I don't see him now, but one day I will. First Peter, chapter number 1. That's what he says. He says, verse number 7, he says, "That the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found in the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with unspeakable, with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Now watch this. "Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." I haven't seen him. She said, "I haven't seen him, praise God," but said, "I'm going to him." When she stepped out on faith, praise God, she went out there and she mounted up on that camel to head that way. She already was part. Now what? Listen to me. She is already partaker in everything that the Son had, that the Father was offering to him. Amen. Praise God. Listen tonight, church. As soon as we step in without faith and follow Jesus Christ, make Him our Lord and Savior, we become partakers of everything He has in glory. Amen. Don't run around like a pauper in this world. Praise God. This world, we're just pilgrims passing through. Brother Charles, we're headed for a city whose builder and maker is God. Praise His holy name. Amen. So the Paul Harvey version of the story, she mounts up on her camels, and they head back toward Abraham and toward Isaac. And as she's going along, she's talking to the servant. He's filling her in more and more about the Father and the Son. Praise God. By the time she gets halfway there, she feels like she knows Him in an intimate way already. Amen. Praise God. And as they go, we see the Bible says that Isaac is he's coming from the way, and he's been meditating in the field at the Eden-tide. Now the last time we saw Isaac, and we left Isaac in chapter 22, he was on the mountain where the Father had offered him up as a sacrifice, had took him to offer him up as a sacrifice. The Bible says that Abraham came down to his servants. They got him up, loaded him up, and they went to the house. But Isaac was still on the mountain. Amen. He didn't come down. He'd been on the mountain with the Father. Praise the Lord. So here we see him. They pull up with the camels, and as they get close, Isaac's a walk in the field, and Rebekah lifts up her eyes from the camp, and she sees Isaac walking. And she inquires of the servant, said, "Who is that fella?" And he said, that's the master's son. That's the one that you've come to see. The Bible said she lit off a camel. She lighted off the camel. She asked him who it was, and he told her. He said, it is my master. Therefore, she took the veil and covered herself. Amen. And so they bring it in. Just the same type as Lord Jesus Christ as he comes to meet his bride. One day, Brother Bill, in a little while, Jesus Christ is going to step out and he's going to come to meet his bride. And the eventide, praise God, he's coming to receive his bride. Amen. And we're going to be ready because we're excited. We know what the Father has. We know what the Son has and what they have to offer, praise God. And we've done been partakers with them. We've done got on the camel and we've done headed yonder. Amen. Glory to God. Some of us have rode a camel before. Some of us ain't. Amen. But praise God, we're mounting up and we're riding off to see our master. Amen. And he's coming to meet us. Praise God. The Bible said one day he's going to meet us in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. What helped to accomplish all this? The inviting ministry of the Holy Spirit of God. The Spirit, the servant. It goes forward. It goes before. And it does the work, praise God. And it has the drawing power. And it lets us know the things of the Father and things of the Son so we can make an informed decision. So we can say, you know what? As this damsel says, Rebecca said, she said, I will go. Amen. Praise God. She didn't say, I think I'll go. Or I might go. I might go tomorrow. She said, I'll go. I'm ready. Amen. And they loaded up and they headed out. Praise God, young, we'd sure be ready to go. I'm going to go, praise God, just load up and be ready to head out any minute. Praise God, for glory of God. Amen.